USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Paul Manafort is going to spend some time in jail for attempted witness tampering. Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted him late last year on money laundering and conspiracy charges, and now he's being accused of violating the terms of his bail. Two Kansas sheriff's deputies have been shot at a courthouse, happening while they were transferring prisoners outside the courthouse around noon local time. The police chief keeping quiet about many of the details, saying it's a major incident. President Trump praising his relationship with North Korea less than a week after his meeting with leader Kim Jong-un, saying...
Why? Because I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family.
Well, and by the way, you declared
I don't want to see, excuse me, because I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
The president being questioned at the White House as they're pressing North Korea to denuclearize as fast as possible. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Walgreens is being accused of contributing to the opioid crisis. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Kentucky is suing the pharmacy giant Walgreens over what state officials call a dual role in the opioid crisis. In the lawsuit, Kentucky's Attorney General Andy Beshear alleges that through its role as both a pharmacy and a distributor, Walgreens directly contributes to the state's drug epidemic. It's the sixth opioid-related lawsuit that AG Beshear has filed, and it's the latest in a wave of such lawsuits brought by state and local governments against the pharmaceutical industry as a result of the opioid epidemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood suing the President's Charitable Foundation, accusing them of widespread misuse of charitable funds. The state AG accusing the president of using those donations to further his presidential campaign and accusing it of illegally acting as an extension of the campaign. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A top Taliban leader's been killed in an Afghanistan drone strike. We get details from Jennifer Breeden.
The U.S. drone strike has killed the head of the Pakistani Taliban in Afghanistan. Taliban leader Mullah Fazlullah had terrorized Afghanis and targeted school children in Pakistan, including Nobel Prize winner Mulala. He was located in Afghanistan's eastern Konar province at the time of the attack, eliminating one of the most dangerous threats to peace and stability in the region. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani confirming the death in a Twitter message saying he had already informed Pakistan's prime minister and army chief. Ghani credited the tireless human intel led by Afghan security agencies who have worked in conjunction with U.S. forces. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
The CDC warning Americans not to eat Kellogg's Honey Smack cereal because the cereal's been linked to a multi-state outbreak of salmonella infections. We get details from John Clements.
A recall of the Kellogg Company's Honey Smacks has been issued by the CDC involving product that has best used by date of June 14, 2018 through June 14, 2019. Tom Skinner is with the CDC.
There are 73 cases of this salmonella infection being reported from 31 states. 24 of the 73 people have been hospitalized, and thankfully no deaths have been reported.
You are to either throw the product away or return it to where it was purchased for a refund. I'm John Clemens.
And Father's Day is Sunday. It was founded in 1966 by President Lyndon B. Johnson, dedicating every third Sunday in June to our nation's dads. This is USA Radio News.